Got news, weather, and traffic coming up in about 10 minutes on the Sunrise Morning Show. In the meantime, however, it is 20 minutes past 8 o'clock. We're joined now by Diana Von Glahn from The Faithful Traveler. You've perhaps seen her on EWTN television. And she joins us on a regular basis with tips on Catholic pilgrimage and travel. Diana, good morning.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I know that Pope Francis has a big trip coming up to the Holy Land, and you're going to be there at the same time. Tell us about that.
Yes, we are so excited. Well, the Pope is going to be in the Holy Land in about 2 weeks. He's going to be there for just about 3 days, and we have been blessed to be invited by the Israel Ministry of Tourism to go out there and film another program about this trip, and EWTN has agreed to broadcast it. So we're really excited. We're going to be out there pretty soon, too. And really, you know, the reason that Pope is going out there is because he wants to commemorate this 50th anniversary of the meeting of Pope Paul VI and Patriarch Athanagoras, who is the Greek Orthodox Patriarch. So the Pope is going to be doing a lot of the same things. He's going to be, you know, stopping in his first place. He's going to be in, Jordan, which we're going to be going to. We are so excited. We've been meeting with the Jordan Tourism Board, and we're going to spend a couple days in Jordan, and it's just going to be amazing. I mean, there's so much to see there, and I know the Pope is going to be excited. He's going to be celebrating Mass in Amman, which is going to be awesome. And then the next day, he's going to be in Bethlehem. So it's like from Jordan, which is one country, to Palestine, where Bethlehem is. And then the next day, he's going to be in Jerusalem, and he's going to be, you know, meeting with people. He's going to go to the Western Wall. He's going to be meeting with rabbis and the president of Israel, the prime minister, and all that kind of thing. It's going to be amazing.
So, Diana, one of the coolest stained glass windows here in the Cincinnati area that I'll draw your attention to if you ever are up here is at Holy Trinity St. Nicholas Church in the Finneytown area of Cincinnati. They actually have a stained glass window in the back of the church of Pope Paul VI meeting Patriarch Athanagoras.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. Why did they do that? That's amazing.
Because they're an Orthodox church and they thought it was a significant meeting. And obviously Pope Francis does too, because it's the history of that meeting that is really being invoked as part of the cause of this trip. So which of these places have you been to before, and which of these places will be new to you?
Well, Jordan is going to be completely new. We've never been. It's a totally different country. It's right next to Israel, and so we're really excited to be going there and exploring all of the amazing places that a lot of the early Christians went to. I mean, there's an amazing history in Jordan that I think a lot of people don't know, so I'm excited to explore that. A lot of the places that the Holy Father is going to be going to, we've been to a lot of them. He will be at Manger Square. He's going to celebrate Manger Square in Bethlehem, which is the little area right kind of outside of all of the churches in Bethlehem. And then he's going to be going to the River Jordan, although he's going to be going on the Jordan side. So when we were in the River Jordan, we went on the Israel side, and he's going to be on the Jordan side. So we're actually going to be able to film that, which I'm really excited about. I can't get over it. Like, you know, the fact that we're going to be going, I mean, you said before the break that we would be following the Pope, and I mean, we're really going to be chasing him. We're going to be like, you know, stalking the Pope. It's like, it's going to be so much fun. Just like trying to get into all the places. I mean, that you wouldn't believe the amount of permissions that we have to get to film all these heads of state and everything. But so we're going to be going there. He's going to the Western Wall, like I said, where we've been. One place that he hasn't been, but two previous popes have been, is Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Memorial Museum in Jerusalem, and we're actually going to be able to film there as well. We're so excited. So I don't know if you've ever been to a Holocaust museum. There's an amazing one in Washington, D.C., but I think this is probably one of the biggest, and it has a lot of just amazing relics and things from people who survived and from people who died in the Holocaust. And so it's really, I'm anticipating it to be just a really amazing visit.
Yeah, it sounds like it. And the Jordan River would be a good pilgrimage site just for its significance in Scripture. I mean, this is where Naaman the Syrian had to get baptized because of that was the orders that God gave him through the prophet. This is where Joshua crossed across to go into the promised land. This is where Jesus got baptized.
Yeah. And you know what other place we're going in Jordan, which is really exciting, we're going to be passing the Yabuk River, which is where Jacob wrestled with the angel. I mean, how crazy is that? You know, so it's like, I'm just going to sit by this river and close my eyes and just imagine this whole thing, you know? So, yeah, there's a lot of amazing things. And I mean, of course, you know, people can visit a lot of these places. You know, when they go to the Holy Land on pilgrimage with groups, a lot of times they go to a lot of the places that are in Jerusalem and in Bethlehem, which is in the Palestinian territories. But, you know, I would really encourage them to also, if they can, and the tour group operators, if they can, to include Jordan in their trip as well. We're going to be planning a trip in 2015, and I'm going to see, you know, what I can do to include some places in Jordan and make it, you know, really interesting.
Yeah, so... This just sounds like a fascinating trip that the Pope Francis will be making. When you go on these trips, especially to the Holy Land, do you take kind of like a reading list of what scriptures you want to read in certain spots?
Absolutely. I think everybody does that. And especially, I mean, since we're going to be filming, you know, I'm going to be reading all of these things before we shoot, because it's, you know, it really kind of, it brings it home. You know, I mean, you know how when we pray, we do the sign of the cross to kind of bring us into this space of prayer, right? And I think when you're in the Holy Land, it's like, it's almost like you're looking at the crown jewels in, you know, in England, where you kind of have to like smack yourself and be like, this is real. This is not costume jewelry. This is real, right? So like when you're in the Holy Land, you have to do the same thing. You have to read the scriptures to bring yourself into the space and say to yourself, this is where this happened. This happened right here. And it is so surreal. And it is so, like, it, you just really have to kind of sit and think and pray to realize that. You know, it's really hard to, and I think a lot of it is because we're, you know, we've seen so many movies and we're really great at pretending, but when you're there, you know, you just kind of have to smack yourself out of that pretend world and say, this is real. And it really is. It's jarring and it changes your life. I mean, I have never read the Bible since my trip to the Holy Land. I've never prayed the rosary the same. It every time I pray the rosary, every one of those mysteries is a place for me now, and it's so special. So I really encourage people to go to the Holy Land if they can.
Diana von Glahn is with us. She is from The Faithful Traveler, and where can we follow your faithful travel to the Holy Land?
Well, I'm going to be posting like a mad woman on social media, so go to our website, thefaithfultraveler.com, and all of the links are there. You know, we're on Instagram and Twitter and all the crazy stuff. And, you know, we're going to be really active on social media. So we encourage people to follow us. And we don't know what the hashtag is, but I'm sure somebody will come up with it, and then we'll share it all with everyone.
Yeah, if you've got a good hashtag idea, tweet it at me so that we can follow Diana von Glahn and her companions as they travel behind the Pope slightly in the Holy Land in the next couple of weeks. Diana, thanks so much for being with us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks so much, Matt.
And say hi to Francis for us. Hi, Papa.
I'll try. Bye.
All right, news, weather, and traffic are next on the Sunrise Morning Show on Sacred Heart Catholic Radio. Catholic.